This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
President Trump, in an exclusive interview on Meet the Press earlier this week, outlined the historic success of his first 100 days. Said he charted the course for many more victories to come. The president said he sent a clear message. He will not relent in his mandate to secure our borders, rid our country of dangerous criminals, lower prices, end the globalist trade policies that have ripped off American workers and businesses for decades, and make America great again. Promises made, promises kept. With us now to kind of say whether or not he agrees with the president's synopsis of his first 100 days is former governor Dr. Jeff Collier, who was state chair of the president's 2024 election campaign. Dr. Collier, it's a pleasure to have you back on the show again. And for the record, I wish that you or Derek were governor right now. It would sure make things a whole heck of a lot easier in Kansas.
Oh, boy. Would we be moving jobs? Would we be moving this state ahead?
And by the way, we'd have real school choice. We'd have lower taxes. I mean, there's just an ad nauseum list of things that would be better for Kansans. But,
they can't even tell us how many employees are working from home.
No.
Coming to the office every day.
No.
It's ridiculous. Taxpayers expect people to show up. First spending tax dollars on you, you need to show up to work and every day. It's just amazing some of the things that are still going on, both on the state level and what President Trump is showing on the federal level.
Yeah.
He's really working on draining the swamp. A lot of the oxygen's been sucked out of the air over tariffs and things like that, but we ought to talk about all of the hundreds of different things that the president has done. Well north of 100 executive orders on this. And I've been involved in a bunch of transitions, a couple presidential, 3 gubernatorial ones. And believe me, this is the biggest and best transition I've ever seen. More has happened in the last 100 days than I can think of 3 or 4 transitions combined.
Well, certainly, I think the easiest one is immigration. I mean, if you look at just the absolute, it's like 98% reduction in border crossings, in captures, in gotaways. I mean, the numbers are staggering. If nothing else, you can look at the pictures. If you look at just the pictures of those parts of Texas from just a year ago under Biden versus today, it looks like it looks like parkland now. It's grassy area. The grass is back. The trees are back. A year ago at this time, it was, a small migrant town, and now it's a park again. It's amazing.
It is truly amazing. And I mean, it just puts the lie that many of our Democratic friends are putting on us, that we have to pass a law, we have to
right.
have comprehensive immigration reform. No, you secure the border. And that is a federal responsibility, which Biden clearly neglected and clearly encouraged people to come across the border. And so to lock it down is important. Now we've got to continue the job. And, you know, the president, you know, has really shown, you know, how easily you can do that with leadership and by making the right policies. You know, the president has been working on a whole lot of different things in addition to, you know, to immigration. You know, one of the things is slashing regulations. The data says that under the Biden years, a family of four is going to have about $3,000 per person in new regulations every year. And what the president's doing is he's having, for every new regulation, there are 10 out.
Right.
And that's going to save families thousands of dollars in extraneous costs. It's going to, you know, push this down over the next few years. That's going to be huge, you know, because, you know, the administrative state has kind of gotten control of things. And we see it both on the state level and on the federal level. The government just kind of runs itself. And the way it runs itself is let's turn out new regulations, make things more difficult. And no wonder we have energy problems. No wonder we have healthcare problems. No wonder we have immigration problems. It's the system, you know, has got too many regulations. They don't make sense. They're punitive.
Right.
And the president is changing that. And that's going to be I think that's going to be one of the most important long-term things that the president's going to do.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And we would like to tell you a little bit about our podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crimedy.
I do extensive investigative research and go deep into the darkest corners of the human psyche.
And I'm just here to lighten things up a little bit with humor, baby. You know, never at the expense of the victims, though, obviously.
Come join our family of little psychos over on Psychopedia. Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
We're talking with former Governor Dr. Jeff Collier, who was Kansas State Chair for President Trump's 2024 election campaign. Dr. Collier, you know, one of the things, I don't know if you saw the interview that the president did with Kristen Welker, but it was so interesting how the left is really trying to figure out how they can gotcha question this president as if they haven't learned their lesson yet. But one of the things that I found most amusing is she tried to catch him on the economy. And, you know, they can't hit him on eggs anymore because the price of eggs is now dropped remarkably. So, you know, she brought up the fact that, well, some clothes, and I'm quote paraphrasing here, but she basically said some clothes are going to cost more and some items are going to cost more and some things may cost more. She brought up the doll analogy that he used. And he said, are you kidding me? The price of gasoline has gone from $6, $7, $8 a gallon to less than $2 a gallon. And you're asking me about a couple of different styles of clothing? I mean, these people are just so desperate to try and get him on anything. It's like if there's any one product line that happens to be slightly more expensive, oh, then the sky is falling and Donald Trump is to blame. But when everything else seems to be turning in the right direction, they're blind to it.
Well, you know, under Biden, things got way more expensive.
Everything did. Okay. Yes.
Everything did. And, you know, if you go to McDonald's, it's pretty easy to spend $10, $14 on one meal.
Right.
For one person at McDonald's. That happened under Biden. And that's because of regulation. It's because of increased energy costs. It's just up and down the line here. And the president is trying to drive down costs over the next few years. And it's a big hole we're in. And, you know, we've stopped digging. Now we're starting to fill it in. You know, and one of the ways that the president is filling in is, you know, we have $45 trillion in natural resources in the United States. Making that accessible, you know, making that accessible for mining and drilling, that's a huge thing. You know, that actually helps Kansans.
Right.
You know, Kansas is the eighth largest oil and gas state. And if we can produce more of our own oil and natural gas and sell it, that helps our state's economy immensely. You know, if we can also manufacture more aircraft, more manufacturing in Kansas, we do much better. And that's what the president's, you know, fight about tariffs is about, is, you know, let's make these things here. Let's make us an exporter again rather than just a net importer. And is for so many years, for so many decades, this has been ignored, all of the cheating that goes on, you know. We actually, you know, for example, we sell more cheese to Guatemala than we do to the European Union. And that's cheese that's made in Kansas, by the way. I mean, isn't that ridiculous? It's because of these regulations that are right on there. And so, you know, by doing that, by having higher value, better paying jobs here and driving down the costs of things, we're going to be in a much better place. It's going to take some time. Let's not kid ourselves. It does take time, but, you know, I think we're starting on the right track.
Well, Governor, I appreciate you taking the time to join us here on a Sunday evening. I do have to ask. I mean, it is incumbent upon me to do this. I'm fairly certain the answer that I'm going to get, but, you know, if I don't ask, then my producer and my boss here at the station are going to give me a hard time. So, you know, there's a lot of speculation right now. There's, what, you know, I don't know, 8 to 10 different people who are at this point thinking about or toying with the idea of running for governor. Your name has come up in that conversation. Have you, you know, am I seeing a Collier for Governor website cropping up? I'm about to ask you if they want to connect with you. Is it Collier for Governor that they connect you with, or are you still weighing it and praying about it, quote unquote?
You know, we're looking at
this.
There
we go.
Of course we are. And, you know, actually, President Trump really, you know, he really brought it forward, which was, you know, when you're president number 45 and then you're 47, you can hit the ground running.
Yes.
And as lieutenant governor, we actually hit the ground running. And when I left Kansas government, we had 1,448,000 Kansans working, more than any other time in history. We had 50 years of school finance lawsuits, and I fully funded schools. I actually put in billions of dollars, solved that problem without raising taxes, and we did it because we privatized the Medicaid program and actually made it more efficient. And that's still throwing off $1 billion a year. I gave Laura Kelly a $900 million surplus, more Kansans working than ever before. And believe me, it's going backwards. And I won't stand for it.
Well, I like hearing that. I like hearing that you won't stand for it, because I do think there is something to be said for that level of experience. And Lord knows it's going to be a crowded field. So when you do make a decision, you'll have to let me know so we can have you come back on the show.
You will be one of the first, my friend. You will be one of the first to know.
Doc, if folks want to connect with you until there's a Collier, or if there's a Collier for governor or whatever it is, what's the best way for them to connect with you?
Yeah. We don't have a website up right now.
So he's working on it. So there you go. So, well, here's what they can call me, and I know how to get in touch with you. How's that?
Yeah, absolutely. Any friend of John Whitmer's is a friend of mine.
We're recording that, by the way. We're going to keep that for posterity. Governor, thank you again. I appreciate you. It's always a pleasure having you on the show.
It's great talking to you, John.